This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists, fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Focuses on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning. On 580 KITO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KITO. Thank you all for joining us. Once again, promoting our school, securing our future at Capital High School. Always happy to be at Capital. They do such a great job of making sure we're good to go. We're out here in the hallway by the Hall of Fame. And just looking at the dance team, they've been here since 5:45 working out. If you miss any of the program today, or if you're just wondering what the big deal is about Capital, you can always go to our website, 580kido.com, look at the podcast. In addition to that, you can also take a look at the photos and the videos. We're joined now by the basketball coach, winner of the state title in basketball this year. He also is a Capital grad. And teach us here, Mr. Rush, Paul Rush, joining us now. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks a bunch for being here. Excited to have you guys.
Yeah, so a big year for you when you're talking about the state championship. That was I believe it was a tough series at the end with Bora, right? Back and forth. That game could have gone either way.
Yeah, Bora's a great team. They're extremely well coached. You know, they've been in the state title game 3 years in a row, won two of them, and you know, they've got tough kids that play the game the right way, and Coach Cada does a great job with them. So that was the fourth time we'd played them that season. And it was a battle each time.
Now, I thought it was tough. What's that old adage in sports? You can beat a team twice, three times is tough, but four times, near impossible?
Well, I think going into the fourth game, I would have preferred to have won the first three. I think we had a little edge there mentally. Just, you know, once we started going on a run, we felt like we had the ability to finish it off. So, yeah, it's tough to beat a team multiple times, but rather go into it 3-0 than 0-3.
Hey, what about this level of sports that we forget? You know, we get so in tune to watching college, professional. What do we forget when we're watching high school kids play?
It's fun. You know, those kids are out there. They put in so many hours, so much time, and it's still just a game for them. As you get into, I mean, Division I basketball is a full-time job for those college students.
You right.
know, and it's a lot of time and a lot of effort. And so with the high school kids, it's still fun, and it's still something they want to do just to play the game.
It's still fun even though you've got radio coverage, newspapers. And today, you know, it's been a while since we've mentioned social media, but you have these kids that are on the Facebook, the Twitter, and everything else. So much different than even in your day, 12 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, and I think the kids, you know, the radio and TV coverage and stuff like that, they just get giddy about, you know, they're excited for it, and
right.
it's new to them, and so it's kind of fun to watch them interact with that. The social media stuff is definitely new, and there's some challenges there for the kids to understand how to use that and how to have the foresight to know what's going to be out there and that it's not going away once they put it out there. So,
now, what about kids today? Are they still in the sports? Because we hear more people are playing Game Boy basketball than basketball.
No, we still got a lot of kids that put a lot of time on the hardwood, you know, not in front of the TV. They're in there in the mornings after school. They put a lot of time into it. I just think there's a larger population that once they become disengaged from playing sports, that's where they turn to is being on the Xbox or whatever else. But I'd say, you know, the kids that are playing the sports are putting a lot of time into it.
Now, is it true you have to fight the dance team for the 5:45 start time here in the morning?
What's great about Capital is we got great facilities, so we have another gym that we get to use in the morning while they're in here. They've won more national championships than we have, so they get the main gym, and we're in the aux.
What about at 580KIDO, what about the balance between athletics, academics, a healthy life outside of school and the gym?
Well, I think, you know, what's awesome here at Capital is we've got a lot of people that are of the same mindset. You know, what we're doing with kids on the court, what we're doing with kids in the classroom, in the hallways, you know, on the weekends. We had prom last weekend. Those things remain consistent. Those things stay the same. What are these kids? And so I think it helps them balance it a little bit better. It's tough. There's not enough hours in the day for a high school kid to be in class for 8 hours and then have 2 hours of practice and then have homework. And if they're, you know, working on skills for another sport or trying to have a job, it's a tough thing to juggle. But if you've got everybody of the same mindset of doing what's best for that kid, people can be flexible and help work it together.
Now, let's talk about your day. What do you teach here?
I teach psychology and AVID.
All right. And we'll hear a little bit more about the AVID program. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but balancing, you know, 1 minute you're in the classroom, then the next minute you're coaching, what's that like?
it can be a tough balance. Again, there's not enough hours in the day to do the best job that you want with all of it. But I think the bigger thing to think about is, you know, my job is to love kids and do what's best for kids. And whether that's in my classroom, in the hallway between classes, or in the morning or after school with basketball, it's the same focus, same mindset. So that helps make it a little bit easier, but it sure would be nice to have another 40 hours every week to be able to do both jobs.
Sure. What advice would you give young men today that want to be involved in high school athletics?
The best thing I could say is you got to put in the time. You know, you the amount of effort and energy you're putting in right now is going to pay off later on. You know, it's just like anything else in life. If you want to be successful with it, the number of hours you put in are going to be a direct reflection of the amount of success you have with it. And there's going to be roadblocks and barriers, and just kind of keeping the end goal in mind. We talk with our guys a lot about you're not the final versions of yourself. You know, you're a statue that's being formed right now, and you're chipping away at
different
parts. Do
they get that, though? Because, you know, the mind at 16 is different than at 26 or 36 or older.
And so we try to say it a lot because I do. I think they'll get it in the moment, and then 30 minutes later they might be past it. But we try to bring it back up, and we try to say it, you know, 90 different ways to try to keep the message fresh.
You seem like a serious guy.
A little bit.
Yeah, and I'm sure you take your responsibility that not only are you here to win games and represent your school, but you've got other people's kids that depend on you as a role model, as a leader.
Yeah, and I think – with our coaching staff, and again, this is something that school-wide, you know, that's our number one job, is to build character, to help develop these kids. And when you get frustrated and angry as a coach, you've got to have that as your core value to prevent you from acting in a way that's counter to it. You know, and there's times where you want to have your emotions take over, and you just got to know that your number one job is to love that kid and help him develop and help him become a young man more than help him knock down a jump shot or, you know, hit a free throw or whatever it is.
What about for you coming back here?
Oh, it was interesting.
As a student, now as a teacher.
It was interesting at first, I'll be honest. The first couple months teaching, I was walking through the halls going, man, I thought I got out of this place. What's going on?
Right.
But it's been a joy. You know, my passion is to work with adolescents, and it's been awesome to be able to do it here at Capital. We've got just great faculty. It was weird seeing some of my former teachers and trying to call them by their first name, which I don't know if I ever got to that point. But
sure,
it was interesting at first, but it's been a great place to be at.
580 KIDO as we continue on from Capital High School. Final thought, you know, whenever we go into the Boise schools, they always tell us about the AVID program. They're very proud of it. And for so many years, and how many of us listening right now at 580 KIDO can relate to this, that you'd have programs for the upper echelon, you'd have kids that need a little extra help, but the middle, what do you do about the kids in the middle? And that's where the AVID program comes in.
Yeah, and it's a special program. I think it does a great job, and it helps any kid that's in it, really.
Right.
But it targets that middle student and just really helps them develop the skills, helps them develop the, we say, individual determination. That's part of the acronym. You know, the grit, the toughness to keep pursuing and keep pushing and put themselves in challenging courses and do the things that are going to help them.
That's tough at that age because, you know, you put yourself in, you know, whether it's level 2 geometry, level 3, there's a big difference. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, that level 2 looks pretty good as opposed to level 3. However, level three is going to help you later on.
There's no doubt. The short term is going, how many hours of homework do I want to have tonight? How many hours of homework do I want to do this semester? But I think, you know, we talk about with those kids kind of the long-term goal. We want you to not just go to college. We want you to succeed in college. And you can't just show up there and be successful. You got to do things right now to help yourself be prepared so when you step into a college classroom, it doesn't knock you off your feet and you're able to succeed there. And the AVID program does an awesome job with that. That's a big part of what we try to do with those middle students is help them prepare to be successful in college, not just be there, but, you know, get to a point where they can graduate from college.
And that is the goal. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, appreciate you guys being on. It's a great place to be here at Capital. And
you guys are very good at branding, I've noticed. It's like I don't know how many times you guys can say Capital that I can match you with 580K IDO, but I think we're going to have a contest today.
We could have a contest and see how we do it.
But you know, you guys do a great job, so thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Thanks a bunch for being here. I appreciate it.
All right, it is 7:15. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580K IDO. As we continue on here, big news concerning Mr. Putin. Let's hear what John McCain has to say.
He senses weakness, and by the way, there is weakness.
He says that that there is weakness. One issue that if you go to our Gem State Gun Jobs on Facebook, and this is a grassroots effort, and I know you're saying, Kevin, how many grassroots efforts can you have? But this is a real-life grassroots effort that we started, about 2 years ago, to get more awareness, to bring in manufacturers to the state of Idaho. And we posted the story yesterday. And it's a fascinating story that is burning up. I guess you could say it's trending now. And we cover this on the hot list here at 580K IDO. But did you know in the state of Georgia, they have just passed a law that bars. And it's creating quite a controversy. Here's Georgia Governor Nathan Deal on the new law.
House Bill 60 will protect law-abiding citizens by expanding the number of places that they can carry their guns without penalty. At the same time, this bill respects the rights of private property owners who still set the rules for their lands and their buildings.
There you have it here at 580K IDO. Let's hear more.
The various parts of House Bill 60 do much to expand the rights of gun owners who are licensed to carry. But it also expands the rights of those who serve our nation in uniform.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on what the Georgia governor had to say, and would you like Governor Otter to take a look at similar legislation here?
One exemplary part of this bill, for instance, gives our military men and women, 18 and older, permission to carry, to obtain a license to carry. You know, if they're old enough to hold a gun in defense of our liberties, they are old enough to hold a gun, and they shouldn't have to wait until they're 21.
Wow, there you have it, of course. We've heard from Chief Masterson. We've heard from education officials who have a different opinion on that. We'll continue to cover that story. But if you want to sound off on that, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Much more from Capital High School. In addition to that, we'll take a look at the latest concerning Bo Bergdahl. We do want to thank Governor Otter and his thoughts yesterday and his prayers for Pastor Saeed. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KITO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, from our friends in Pittsburgh, an old friend of mine, actually. Larry Richard has this story. Did you know that the average worker spends over 5 hours and 40 minutes sitting at their job every day? And a new study says it's bad for your health, with some claiming the long-term effects of sitting can be just as bad as smoking. This is from Dr. Michael Jensen of the Mayo Clinic. And apparently there's a new study out when we're talking about test subjects and sitting. Well, how many of us resemble that remark? With the data that they gathered and studied, they came to the conclusion that people need to move around more, According to this Dr. Jensen of the Mayo Clinic, apparently that people who are overweight tend to spend a lot more time sitting than people who have not gained weight. Really? Well, why do you think that is? And we needed a doctor from the Mayo Clinic to tell us this. Dr. Jensen said a trip to the gym for 30 minutes or an hour may not be enough to combat all that time sitting. Really? So why go? Quote, it's not going to prevent risk for disease and weight gain. If that's all you do is go to the gym for 30 minutes or an hour and spend all the rest of your day sitting, apparently sitting independently associated with greater risk of dying of heart disease, diabetes, even when you try to account for exercise. Now, this is interesting because everything is under attack, whether we're talking about health insurance, whether we're talking about lifestyle. How did we ever get through our lives without all this data from the Mayo Clinic and other places? I mean, when people used to smoke, when they used to have bacon for breakfast, when they used to do other things, when they'd have a few drinks, if you will. Come on. I mean, think about that when you read these studies. But apparently now you need to get out and move. And we needed a study from the Mayo Clinic at that. Apparently people have trouble with their legs. It's not going to be practical for them to be standing up a lot. Thankfully, most people can spend most of the time standing and not suffer from it. Apparently, sitting is a disease because prolonged sitting is responsible for 49,000 cases of breast cancer and 43,000 cases of colon cancer in America. Apparently, if you sit too much, you're going to increase your chances. Now, again, this is only one study out of one control group, but it's once again making a lot of headlines in the ADD world we live in today. Other news, the Taliban, they're at it again, everybody. Here's Emily Wither with the latest bad news and some possible good news at 580KIDO.
The three doctors were working at an international hospital in the capital, Kabul, when an Afghan security guard working there turned his gun on them. Wayne? Two others were injured. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry says he's now in custody.
Police has arrested the attacker as well, so we will investigate to find out the motives behind this attack.
Attacks on foreigners working in the country are becoming more common. Just a few weeks ago, two journalists were shot by a police commander while covering the elections. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Let's go to Wayne at 580KIDO. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to tell you, I was listening to George Norrie the other night, and they were talking about this sitting thing, and they had a study and found out that if somebody just stands up every 20 minutes or so, it reduces any health risks that you have, and it's supposedly better for you than doing any exercise. But all you have to do is just stand up.
Now, wait a minute. You stand up every 20 minutes?
Just stand up about every 20 minutes, and that's supposed to be better for you. It negates the time that you sit down. If you just stand up every 20 minutes, just break the gravity is what they told, what they said, and it helps out with your health.
Break the gravity. That's interesting. I've never heard that term before.
I didn't either, but I heard it on George Norrie the other night.
Well, Wayne, we appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
You bet.
All right, 580KIDO. So you're home for George Norrie here as we continue on. This news getting some worldwide attention. You've got the Taliban saying they're ready to release Bo Bergdahl. They just have to figure out who they're going to release him to. Now, again, here at 580KIDO, I love this. They're taking, you know, we've heard from the Taliban again and again, and it's like Charlie Brown and the football, although this is much more serious when we're talking about the life of an American soldier. And the tragic part about this is that we have Janny and Bob and everybody in Haley and everybody in America sitting back waiting for Bo Bergdahl to be released, and who knows, all of a sudden the hospital doctors this morning, and we're supposed to trust them? Again, that's why they call Afghanistan the graveyard of empires. News is coming up next. You're listening to Kevin Miller live from Capital High School, 580 KIDO.
Okay, settle down, everybody. Take your seats. Thank you. Thank you.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first
radio station. Everybody from Capital High!
All right, great job. That's the dance team working hard there here at 580 KIDO. We're joined by students here, Hannah and Jake. Thank you both for joining us. Okay,
hi.
You got to put down the phone here. We're on the radio. Jake, what about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Student Council Senior President here. Love Capital. It's a good place to be.
Right?
Yeah.
You won't be here for much longer.
Nope, I'm going off to college next year. I got three choices that I'm trying to pick from.
Right, tough choices?
Yeah, Berkeley, Cal Poly, and then Colorado Boulder.
Wow.
So those are the three.
Hannah, what about you?
I'm Capital High's Vice President for Student Council, and I'm a senior here, and next year I'll be attending University of Utah.
All right, and what will be your memories of Capital High?
Student Council will definitely be one of my best memories, and all the football games and basketball games and assemblies.
And the classes?
Yeah, I love all the teachers here. I have great relationships with some of them. They're really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Any one you'd like to mention?
Well, Mr. Ziska, he's an awesome principal.
Good call on that one. Jake, what about you?
Yeah, the teachers and administration here are awesome. I don't think I've seen a school or heard about a school that has an administration so involved with the students and so approachable. Like, that's one of the biggest things for sure is they're so approachable.
Right. Yeah. You're sure you're a student here?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, very complimentary here.
Yeah.
When we talk a little bit about what motivates you, we'll go to Hannah. What motivates you to go to college and to work hard and be involved with the students here?
Something that motivates me would probably just be getting to work with so many different people, like being a part of student council. We've become so close with all the administration and all the faculty. And I just like to make my parents proud, and I like to make myself proud. So the fact that I'm able to go off to college next year is something that's really awesome.
Yeah. Well, sure. Any thoughts on what you'll study and what you'd like to do professionally?
Yeah, I think I'm going to study marketing and then get a minor in photography.
All right. Jake, what about you?
I think I'm going to study physics.
Yeah?
Yeah. Specifically kind of like space technology, space exploration.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's something that really interests me. And a lot of my physics teacher here especially, he takes a really special interest in our future career paths, I guess. And he kind of helps us and like pave a way for what we want to do and gives us cool, exciting ideas. When like Planetary Resources is a company that he showed us, and it's like an asteroid mining company, which is crazy. You never hear about that kind of thing, but it's something that's super interesting and exploding in the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the people listening right now, the parents and the grandparents?
Capital High is an awesome school, and kids, stay in high school. It's worth it. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Personally, I think Capital is the best high school in Treasure Valley.
You know, that is a good point, and we can have some advocacy here this morning at 580 KIDO. What do you make of, you know, and that is a big issue where people are leaving high school, and you guys will be graduating, the need to stay in high school and to graduate?
I think it's a big need. I think it's really important to graduate from high school and get your high school diploma for jobs, and whether or not you go on to college, it always looks better having a high school diploma when you're applying for jobs, if you don't get your college diploma. But I think graduating from high school, you get a lot of experiences finishing off all the way through your senior year that are really important. And
it's just what it takes to stay competitive in a world like this. Everyone has a college education now. You have to have that motivation to get through high school, make your way, and then hopefully make it off to college.
So, sure. Yeah. That's what motivates you too.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Now you get to go to class.
Yeah, super exciting.
Well, thank you. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks
for making time. Really appreciate it. Great job there. Certainly, it is 7:42. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Big quarter for General Motors. Let's take a listen.
GM had a net profit of $125 million in the first quarter. That is down 86% compared to a year ago. But it's not surprising since the automaker said that it was going to take a $1.3 billion write-down because of the ignition switch recall. On the positive side for GM, sales are still good and the European economy is improving. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Now that's a very good point. Is it a real profit if you're writing off $1 billion because of these recalls? And here's the other issue, and I think Toyota has learned its lesson because they're very quick, they're very close to make sure that, well, when their recalls happen, that they publicize them. And we still have this controversy involving big corporations and their obligation to give you that return on investment. You know, businessmen, they always talk about the ROI. And whether you're driving down the road and your ignition switch doesn't work, whether you're worried about the brakes, let's face it, these companies, and this is what we teach the kids in the school, these companies have an obligation to make sure that you're buying good, high-quality products. And you take a look at General Motors at one time, what was good for GM is good for the country, and we would want that company to come back. And as I've said before, it makes the job of people that have to communicate and sell General Motors that much tougher, and to the local General Motors dealerships, that much tougher. Of course, when you're in Detroit, when you're in the big GM Tower or in Pontiac, Michigan, or the like, you don't really care about that, but that's what makes local businesses so special. The idea that you can write off $1 billion of loss is just amazing to me when you have people that are worried about making their first quarter taxes. It truly goes to show you that there is a double set of standards when it comes to big business versus small business. You know, we were talking about that over the other day with Dave Petso when we're talking about tax breaks for small businesses. And as I've said, I admire people each and every day that get up and that give you good, high-quality service, like our friend George Tway at Tway Travel, who, you know, I had to go to Philadelphia at short notice. I called him up. He was good to go. Talked to George personally. He took care of me, and I thank him for that. To me, when little companies or small companies get sold to the major conglomerates, you lose something. Sure, they talk a good game, and they talk about how things are important. Unless you have a really good local manager that is empowered to make certain decisions. You know, I can tell you, I used to go, and this was in another state, I used to go to a guy who always took care of me when it came to the service of my vehicle, or someone who took care of me when it came to taking care of my house, and who wouldn't overcharge, because it's so easy and it's so tempting, I would imagine, that if you're a mechanic, and we've heard these commercials on 580KIDO where, so, you know, where the lady's at the house, and how stereotypical is it? It's the woman. Heck, you come to my house and the guy says, hey, you have argon gas, and I'm going to believe him. Now, my wife Dorothy would not, but you know, you have people that take advantage of others, and it's so, so refreshing when you have people that value people, and that's why we always support the businesses that do that locally here at 580KIDO. Moving back to the big story of the day, according to the AP, captors of an American soldier held for nearly 5 years, the captors of Bo Bergdahl, they've given us another signal that they're going to release him, but are unclear which U.S. government officials have the authority to make the deal. Now, do we need to bring back, and those of you that have some miles on the odometer will understand what I'm talking about, and that is bringing back Alexander Haig when Haig said, I'm in control, when he really didn't have the constitutional authority to do that. But it amazes me that here you have people, and we don't even know if these guys are legit saying that they have the authority to release Sergeant Bergdahl. They have the authority, but they don't know who to speak with. Well, it's very easy. If these people are credible, and let's hope and pray for Bo that they are credible, they are meaningful, they are trustful, and all they want to, I mean, all you have to do is pull up to a base in Afghanistan and drop him off. All you have to do is go to the website, look under John Kerry or Chuck Hagel, or someone else, or call 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I think they take the call. I hope that I'm wrong on this one. To me, this is more propaganda. To me, this is just raising the stakes. And I hope that I'm wrong. I hope tomorrow morning or the next day or 2 weeks from now, we are reporting that Bo Bergdahl has been released. And that's why we urge you to pray for Bo, and we urge you to pray for Pastor Saeed and anyone who is held against their will. You take a look at how overly sensitive we are in our society today, whether it's here at 580KIDO or you're in the drive-thru. And all of a sudden, like the other day at Albertsons, I had a young lady, probably in her 60s or 70s, writing a check. Okay, she's writing a check. So writing a check will take, I don't know, a minute or two extra. And I'm sitting there going crazy, going, okay, enough already with a check. What date is it? And I caught myself, and I'm saying, come on, what's the harm here? We can't even handle being inconvenienced at all. Imagine being away from any type of outside influence, the threat of death hourly, minutely, if you will, just wanting to come home. That's the deal with Bo. That's the deal with Pastor Saeed. 7:48, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller from Capital High School. Let's go to the phones. We go to Pat in Middleton at 580KIDO.
How you doing there, sir?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Pat from Middleton, it's been a while.
Well, I've been working. It's hard running a business when you're the only employee and the only worker.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you were only going to work 3 days a week in the summer.
Well, in the summer, we're still in spring. There's pruning and cleanups and weed spraying and fertilizing, and you know, when you're fat and old like me, it takes a little more time.
I see.
You know, and the weather hasn't been all that cooperative as it is today. It's a little too wet to be out there doing anything, so I decided to stay in and decided to give you a call. And I guess
well,
Tom Munns was...
Our world is better off for you contributing to the program.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's a little hard to talk on the phone and fertilize or prune when your hands are busy.
A lot of people would say this show is some type of fertilizer, but go ahead.
Well, I would have to agree with that sometimes. I guess Tom Munns is too embarrassed to say he had dinner with me last night. I sat with Jim Smelnick and Monty Pierce, and I met with Russ Fulcher and John Einan and had a good time last night.
Boy, this is about as compelling as me talking about my favorite flavor of Gatorade.
Well, what is your favorite flavor of Gatorade? I don't know that about you.
Yes, I think we can live without that.
Well, it was just, you know.
Is there a point besides social hour with Pat from Middleton?
Well, no, I was going to say that Russ Fulcher has a point, because last night, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes that they get to say who they are, there's no debate, and there's no even finding out the comparisons between the two in any argumentative display. You know, each candidate got to get up and say for about a minute or so about who they were and what they were and what they had done, and that was about it.
And well, hold on, Pat. So at 580KIDO, what Pat's relating to is a story in the Statesman today that says Russ Fulcher says that Butch Otter is ducking him.
And I don't know about the scheduling thing, but a debate would be more informative than just the. He mentioned that they were at the Lincoln Day dinners yesterday on your show, and that was almost. He made it sound like that was sufficient. And I love Butch. I think he's a great guy. But you know what? You got to get on these issues and talk about it and debate and have a forum about it. And I think you'd be actually a good host to host one of these, you know, because I think you'd be fair and non-biased when it comes to pointing out questions and carrying that debate along. I think you should actually try to host a debate between them. I don't know if there's enough time between now and the May primaries, but.
So wait a minute. You would like us to host a debate between Senator Fulcher and Butch Otter and Governor Otter.
Absolutely. Even if it's just an hour on your show, I think
we could do it at the Star Merc or at the Star Cafe.
Well, you know, they live both close to the proximity, and I think you could probably get Russ to show up there if you can get Bush to show up there.
Well, why don't you make the plea right now and just say, you know, between now and Election Day, we would, you know, we'll host a debate between both of them if they want to come in.
Okay, Governor Otter, I love and respect you. I've always have, and I think Russ needs his time to say his piece. I think it'd be great to be on the public airways. Why don't you meet at the Star Cafe for coffee and some breakfast and have a little hour where you, first thing in the morning, even if it's 5, you can rebroadcast it.
Now, wait a minute. You forgot. Wait a minute. The public airwaves. This is the Kevin Miller show. Where's the Kevin Miller hook? Where you never could include me in my own things here, Pat.
You are public. That's what I'm saying. You would have play on this for eons because you'd get both of them to talk on your radio show.
Well, if they hopefully both of them are comfortable. Pat, I got to run, but great idea. We'll see what happens.
I love you, brother, and keep it up. I listen to you every day. I just can't always call.
God bless you, Pat. You're in my prayers. We love you, too. Quickly to traffic at 580 KIDO. Coming up next, more from Capitol High. Good morning.
Serving Emma.